This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
I weigh the water, I feel it all. I ask myself a million questions in the dark. I lay in silence, but silence talks. It tells me heaven is no closer than it was. My heart keeps pulling in the wrong direction. I'm about to cross that line.
It's me, Lizzie Candy, and welcome to FUBAR Radio. Yes, it's Access All Areas. And you know what? I've got a new co-host for tonight. And tonight only, it's the one and only Michael Griffiths from Love Island. Michael!
Yes, it is. How is everybody? How are you?
I'm very good. I'm so delighted you're here in the studio.
And I'm happy to be here, you know. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you're better in the flesh, I have to say.
Do you know what? A lot of people are saying that to me, that I'm actually a lot better in person, that I'm not the villain that they see on screen. And And some people are saying that I seem taller in person as well. So I'm actually happy about that. TV must have made me look short.
Do you think Love Island made you a midget?
It must have made me look short, like.
Actually, you're taller than I thought.
Yeah, everyone's saying that and they're saying, oh, you're better looking in person as well. So I'm like, oh, TV must have made me look a little bit worse for wear.
But I've got to say, I owe you an apology, Michael, because I watched Love Island and I thought, oh my goodness, this guy, he's not nice. He's a player. Yeah. And I thought, I was a bit vocal on it. I was like, I'm not sure if he's right. And then I met you at this morning show and you're one of the loveliest people. Really are. Honestly, I'm not just saying that. I wouldn't say that. You are such a sweet guy.
Well, yeah, it's one of those things like people get to see 45 minutes to an hour of you on a screen. You don't get to see the whole 24 hours. So people will make a perception based upon that 1 hour of a day. And then when they actually meet me in person, they're like, oh, my God, you're actually a really nice guy. Like, you're not the arsehole off screen. And I'm just like,
you're not. But do you have regrets with that, with the Amber situation? Because that was... what made people think, oh my, when you went back?
I think it was more in the sense of how it was like handled, really. Like, I've apologised to Amber about things, about like the way that I've spoken to her, and I've told her why certain things happened in certain situations. But as for do I regret anything in the villa? No, not really. Just because I've still got the outcome that I've got. And I've still got the response. I've got me and Amber are friends. I'm friends with everybody in there. So friends with Joanna, friends with Amber, friends with everybody in there, friends with Anna as well. So, like, I know that me and Anna had a bit of a thing, but ultimately, when I left, Anna cried. Like, she was so upset that I was leaving. Amber, obviously, I had a little conversation with her at the end of the day. And we made up, like, previous to that anyway. So we were on good terms. And then when I got to see her at the reunion, and I was, like, when she won... I was so happy for her.
Yeah, I could see that was genuine.
Like, I was so happy for her when she won. And, like, because obviously Greg's such a lovely guy. Like, even speaking to him, like, at the reunion, it was just, like, it was nice to just be in that environment around them.
But, you know, with Amber, I did feel there was real chemistry with you. I could feel it off the screen. I was watching at home. I could feel it. Yeah, it was true.
The chemistry with me and Amber, like, it was there and it is there. But I feel like the chemistry we had was more of a friendship. And that's what... ultimately I was missing, so I was happy that we did get to make up, because now the friendship that we had could potentially come back in the future. It's just one of those things that we're gonna have to build on.
Do you think there is a future maybe with Amber in the future if things don't work out with her?
No, it'd only ever be a friendship with Amber.
Really?
It would only ever be a friendship. Yeah.
I'm sad about that.
Well, we've got
I just thought
friendship.
You were such a good couple. You know, when I see you together, I could just think... But I was shouting at her, thinking...
Yeah.
I thought she was going to go back. When she was, like, deciding who to choose, I was like, oh.
No. The whole decision process, me and Amber had spoken about that. We both knew that the right decision for her was to kind of not come back, in that sense. Like, I was saying to her that she needed to get to know Greg a lot more, because he was a lovely guy, and I could see that he was making a smile a lot, and it was nice to actually see that, and it wasn't coming from me. So, like, I was kind of being like, look, you need to get to know Greg. And now, seeing where they are...
You were kind of giving her a bit of love advice.
I wouldn't say love advice, because people would say I'd be the wrong person to give that, but seeing that, I was just like, look, you really need to get to know him, because he's making you smile and you're not noticing it. And, like, when she's actually noticed it, look where they are now. I mean, they won. They went out and won it, and they're doing great, and I'm so happy for them.
And what about Joanna? Because there were rumours you had a little sneaky kiss outside the villa.
Yeah, there was a sneaky kiss, but other than that, we haven't really seen each other, because both our schedules are just clashing at the minute, so, like, we haven't really had time to sit down and speak. We've only really seen each other at events, so it's been very few and far between. We speak to each other and keep up with each other, but it's just, like, making sure that we're dealing with the whole after Love Island lifestyle. Yeah.
But it has gone crazy for you, Michael, hasn't it, since you walked out that villa?
Yeah.
I've
been non-stop. I think I've been back to Liverpool twice, and both times it's been for a day. So I've not actually been back to my own city properly yet.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the welcome you're going to get when you go there. It's crazy, though. I have to say, I was sitting with you at the bar earlier. Everyone just wants a picture with you.
Yeah, it's like that. It really gets like that. Like, I walk down the street and if I try and go shopping, I haven't had a successful shopping trip yet.
Seriously?
Really. I mean, I went shopping with you one day. and we went to Westfield, and I swear to God, I went in for a pair of jeans and walked out with nothing, like 3 hours later and about 700 photos later as well.
Oh my God, what is it like to have, so your Instagram followers, what, probably before you went in?
It was under 4,000.
And then you and come then, out?
And now I'm on 1.3 million, so it's...
1.3 million?
The response is ridiculous.
What is it like?
It's weird because I've constantly got new messages coming in and I try and like, I reply to people's comments and stuff like that, but then trying to like look at messages, it constantly just comes up now. So I'm just constantly seeing new messages come in every minute of every day.
But is it going to... Yeah, you're very sweet to answer my message. I was very chuffed. But is it going to be hard for you to find a new love? You know, you've got all this interest. Are people going to think, do they want me because of who I am?
Yeah.
I've got all this interest suddenly.
I think it would be a lot harder now to find a genuine interest in me because of what I've been through, as in going on Love Island and stuff like that, because you don't really know whose interests are genuine or not. But as for, is it going to be hard? Yeah, it will be hard. But then it depends who you kind of click with, who you vibe with, really. If you get on with somebody, then you get on with them. And you kind of know, don't you?
You can't really go on dating app, can you?
I don't do dating apps anyway. I don't do dating apps, none of that.
Because it's going to be tough to find, you know, and that's why you went on the island for, wasn't it?
100%. It is going to be tough to kind of find somebody, especially now after being on Love Island and not finding somebody. It's going to be even harder.
And were you upset you didn't actually find someone? I mean, because when you walked away, I remember thinking it was because you were a character on there.
Yeah, I was upset. Like, I did ultimately go on there to find somebody, but having coming out and not finding anybody is a little bit disappointing. But I enjoyed the whole process, and I wouldn't change any of it. So I'm happy that no regrets, none at all.
No regrets and that sneaky kiss with Joanna.
Well, the sneaky kiss happened, didn't it? So there's obviously something there for that to happen.
I bet it's hard for your mum and dad to watch. I have to say, I bet family members watching it were like, oh my God, my God.
Yeah, at one point my sister was like, I'm just going to book a flight, I'm going to get him.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to get him. But yeah, she just didn't want to see me upset on TV. So she was just like, I want to go and get him.
And was it hard, can I ask, when you got out and you saw a bit of the backlash and the press?
To be honest, I didn't really look back at the press, so I didn't really see what was said in the papers or anything previous to me coming out. It was just bits that I seen when I came out, and some of the negative stuff that I seen, I was just like, people are entitled to their opinions. Like, it's one of those things. It is what it is. Like, I've got my opinion on things.
Were you hurt?
No, you can't let things like that get to you, because if you let the first thing get to you, then every next one's gonna get to you, and it's like a few nasty comments amongst a load of positive comments. So if you focus on the negative ones, it's just going to get you down and it's going to ruin your day. So I just focus on all the positive ones and I reply to the people who put positivity out there.
Oh, that's really lovely.
Positivity attracts positivity.
Well, I'm going to write a positive one and you're going to...
I'll reply.
But now listen, I've got a little game for you, Michael.
Okay.
Do you like games?
I like games.
Excellent. Well, this is a game and it isn't my idea, so don't blame me.
No, I'm not blaming
you.
So
I'm going to pick a few little questions out of here. And you've got to answer, you've got to be truthful. Ducking and diving and trying to get out of this.
Okay,
right.
Okay,
so let's have a go. Right, so Michael, bear with me. And don't forget, I don't know what is on here. So, these are what our listeners want to... Who was the best and the worst person to live with in the villa?
Ooh, best and worst person to live with in the villa.
The best.
So the best person to live with in the villa... It's Anton. No, it is. It's 100% Anton.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the guy has just got jokes for days. I mean, he used me razor to shave his bum. He played the joke on me and he actually got me.
He used his razor?
He joked with me and I was like, how are you going to do that? I shaved my face with that. I was like, go and throw it in the bin. Go and throw it in the bin. But he was joking.
And his mother used to do it.
And his mother shaved his bum. So I was just like... That's not going nowhere near my face.
Would you let your mum shave your bottom?
No. That's a very intimate area.
Yeah, it is. She's crazy, by the way.
I love Anton's mum.
Like, I do.
She gave me a load of grief on After Sun, and I genuinely love her. I love her.
So, the worst person,
Tommy. He's so filthy. Like, he doesn't pick up his clothes. I mean, I was trying to teach him how to cook little bits because he doesn't know how to cook. He doesn't have to clean up after himself. So I was like, Tommy, you need to start picking your clothes up because they stink. Like, let's
so
sort
Tommy's
this out.
Tommy's mucky.
He's a little bit mucky, but he's like a little brother to me. I mean,
he's
I dressed him. all the outfits that he wore were my clothes.
You're joking?
Yeah, yeah. Because
you used to dress him in the villa.
He came in with like three outfits, and I was like, Tommy, you do realize you could be here for up to 8 weeks, and you've brought three outfits. He was like, I didn't really think of it like that.
So I was like, how long was he in there?
He was there right until the final. So I was like, Tommy, you're gonna have to wear my clothes. Like, I'll dress you. So Molly loved it. Molly loved it. She was like, can you just dress him every day? And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What a monkey bugger. Right, next question. Right, okay. And you're being very honest here. Sorry, Tommy, about that.
Tommy, I love you.
Yeah. Oh, which person do you think played the biggest game in the villa?
Ooh.
Ooh, who's the game player? I think I know who I think.
Do you know what? I think it's weird, like, what you see on screen to what I see in there. I couldn't see anybody playing a game. So, like, I've not actually watched it back to see what people's perception is of who's playing a game and who's not. Mm. So I couldn't actually say anybody was playing a game, to be honest. Like,
really?
From my own opinion, I wouldn't say anyone was playing a game. There was times when I thought, oh, yeah, they could be. But then you quickly see something different that goes, oh, I'm just thinking totally that what I'm thinking is irrelevant.
A lot of people said Moira and Curtis because they weren't sure that was real, and then she changed her personality quite a bit when she got with Curtis.
Well, Curtis DM'd Moira anyway, so he was already interested. He was already interested there. Whereas when Moira kind of put her feelings out there towards Curtis and then they actually made it a thing, you did see a change in Moira, and it was more of like, she calmed down.
A softer side, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was that wild tag was kind of tamed a little bit, which was nice because like, you can see the cases have done that.
Yeah. Okay, which islander will you miss the least? Which islander will you miss the least?
Miss the least?
I mean, there must have been some you didn't connect with or sort
to
of.
Be honest, I connected with everyone, really. Like, we all got on. There was moments where, like, when you're around somebody 24 hours a day, you're obviously going to have your spats.
Yeah.
But as for missing somebody the least, like, there's no one really, because no matter who you argue with, you always make up about it. Like, there's only certain situations where people wouldn't have got on, and then they don't really speak. Like, obviously the whole Anton and Molly thing where he unfollowed
her. I would have said Joanna because you didn't seem to miss her when she left.
Oh, well, I definitely missed her. I mean,
you did.
I cried on TV.
Oh, bless you, you're so cute. Right, I didn't write these questions, by the way. Which couple were the loudest in bed?
Tommy and Molly.
Oh,
Tommy.
Really?
I slept next to them, and there's times I'm just looking at them like, can you stop? Like, I'm trying to sleep. Like, you're moving about, you're making all this noise. I'm like, just let me fall asleep, then continue your business. I don't know what they were doing, but they were active.
My word! Because he's the sportsman. He was fidgeting.
I think he was shallow boxing. I think he was shallow boxing.
Okay, last question, partner. You'll be relieved to know. Who had the most annoying habits in the villa?
Annoying habits? Ooh, annoying habits.
Annoying habits.
Do you know what? Everybody said that they didn't snore, and everyone did.
Everyone snored.
I openly said that I snore when I sleep on my back, but everyone else denied snoring. And they did. Like, Maura snored so loud. Curtis snored so loud. And Curtis farts in his sleep.
Curtis farts in his sleep?
And they stink. They stink.
On
and then there's times
he'd
waft them about. And he's like, Curtis, can you please not?
What's that? Because he does like his food, I suppose. Because he does tuck in.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So Curtis farting.
Farting, yeah.
Moira could snore.
Anton showered a lot. Like, he always liked to smell nice. But, like, he'd be like, Anton, you've had, like, six showers today. Like, chill. Chill out. But, obviously, the worst one's just Tommy with his clothes. It has got to be Tommy with his clothes. Like, you'd walk around. Actually, Anton left his socks everywhere. You'd always find Anton's socks up and down the bedroom. He'd never get changed in one place. It'd be up and down the room. So, like, his shorts would be at one end, his T-shirt be in the middle, one sock would be down that.
Was he stripping like a catwalk show?
I really don't know. But he used to be a butler in the Buff, didn't he?
Oh.
So maybe he's used to just taking his clothes off on the move.
Okay, I love that. Well, thank you. You've been so honest, Michael. Thank you for that.
No problem.
So hopefully they're not listening.
I hope they are listening.
Well, look, we've got loads of guests to get through. We've got the one and only Sam Bailey, X Factor.
Yeah.
Wonderful girl, friend of mine. You love the X Factor?
Yeah, I love X Factor. I do actually tune in when I get time to watch it.
And we got Emily Middlemass, and she's in the studio as well from X Factor.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So we got, it's all X Factor.
Yeah,
and with
it's
a
all
bit
X
of
Factor.
Love Island. So we'll be back after the break.
Boy, you're looking like my type, but tell me, can you hit it right? Cause if I let you in tonight, you better put it da-da-down, da-da-down. Now we do it all the talk, I ain't playing anymore. You heard me when I said before, you better put it da-da-down, da-da-down. Make me say, you the one I like. Come on, put your body on might. Keep it up all night. Don't let me down, da-da-down. When you put it da-da-down. I'm alright on my own, but with you I'm in the zone. One shot, don't let it go. You better put it da-da-down. Make me say, you the one I like. Come on, put your body on might. Keep it up all night. Don't let me down, da-da-down. Too nice, better man up. Now don't let me down, da-da-down. If I back up, can you handle? Get it all night, give me mad love. Don't be too nice, better man up. Now don't let me down, da-da-down.
Love that track, did you?
Yeah, I loved it.
Have I grilled you enough about Love Island? I've got more questions in me.
Do you know what? Yeah, Love Island, it's always going to be there, so you can grill me whenever you want.
I have never had it like this because I've said you're on the show and now my Twitter feed and plus all my messages, WhatsApp's gone mad for questions. You're a very popular boy. I think for all the wrong reasons, but anyway, you're very popular. Anyway, we have our first guest.
Oh, right. Let's get our first guest on.
You know, I love the X Factor. But I totally love this lady. It's the one and only Sam Bailey. Sam!
Hello!
Hiya, Sam.
Are you all right?
How are you, Sam?
I'm right. Yeah, good, thank you. Yeah, all good.
I haven't seen you for a while. I think last time I saw you, we were at some Halloween mad thing. Do you remember?
Probably, yes. I do remember that very well, yes.
Oh.
It was a theme park, weren't it,
I
think?
Yeah. I was at the bar.
Going on roller coasters really late at night in the dark is not my idea of fun, I must say.
I could bear those rides. I was so scared. I went to the bar and left my kids to it. I was like, help. And I've got lovely Michael from Love Island. I don't know whether you watch Love Island, Sam.
Yeah, well, I'm actually camping at the moment with the kids. And because the kids love camping. This year we bought all the equipment to go camping. And we tested out all our equipment a few months ago, and we had to bring Wi-Fi with us in the very shape of the dongle and a big massive iPad, and we all sat out with blankets around us watching Love Island because I couldn't miss it. I kind of don't know what to do with myself now that it's finished. It's such a good show.
Nobody really knows what to do at 9 o'clock now. Like Love Island's done.
I know. You just feel you're in like a bit of a loss. It's like when the X Factor finished for me. It's like, what do I do now?
That's one of those things, isn't it? Just like, what's next?
Yeah, it's really crazy. You're a part of it for so long. I could totally get where you're coming from. It's all of a sudden it stops. Yeah, you're doing your own thing and everything, but it's kind of, you're in a bit of a lost sort of world, like, because you don't, you're so used to doing something regimented every day.
I know, you get to used to it.
It's crazy.
Well, you know, I'm really lucky because he's sitting next to me in the studio. I'm not showing off or anything.
Yeah.
But,
not trying to rub it in.
Normally, the first thing I would do if I'm sat next to someone is sniff the neck, because they've got, like, you know, nice aftershave on. So just give them a sniff. And see if
right,
it
I'm giving
nice.
Him a sniff.
What does it smell like?
It's very good. Why is that? Creed? It's very sexy. That's what you need to
know. Creed Aventis is normally the...
Sam's wishing she was a campaign.
I've got a habit of... Honestly, I did it with Michael Bolton when he came to the house and surprised me that day. I just fell into his chest and sniffed him for what seemed like 5 hours. Yeah,
he fell into his chest.
Can I just say, this Michael is a lot better than that Michael. I'm just letting you know, Sam. Just saying. Sorry, Michael Bolton, if you listen.
So you're all good, right? You're all good, Viz, yeah?
I'm very good, darling. And, good. You know, I'm a big fan of yours. Love you to bits. But how has it been since it... I mean, I can't believe... Because you won the 10th series of X Factor. That was back in 2013, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it's 6 years this Christmas. You know, I get a lot of people asking me the similar sort of questions. And, you know, because I'm not in the public eye as much as what I used to be, and I'm one of these big believers. I never went on the show to sort of, you know, become a massive pop star, because I have children at home. You know, I just wanted to provide for my family and do some nice things and earn great money, and I think that's my success for me, is I'm still actually doing that, and I'm still carrying on doing that, going on nice holidays, and I'm getting some really, really good work. You know, I'm out in Nashville next month to do some stuff, and I've just come back from Thailand. I was over in Prague. So, I'm busier than ever. I'm doing all right.
Seems like
quite
busy.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm still singing, so it's all good.
You're still singing. Well, you have the most amazing voice ever, and Sharon Osbourne loved you, didn't you? And you loved her.
Yeah, she. Do you know what? I was quite lucky, because when I was on the show, the other two contestants that were in the overs category got voted off in the first 2 weeks. So I kind of had Sharon to myself, but she was travelling home. And because I'm sort of like a mum, I'm quite independent, I'm an ex-prison officer, so I can kind of look after myself. So I spent the majority of my time alone that week, you know, before the show on Saturdays, as where everyone else kind of needed their mentors around. I didn't really have Sharon there, but she was at the end of her phone, you know, anytime I wanted her. So I was quite lucky, but, you know, it was quite a lonely time for me, because everybody else was going off with their mentors, is where I was getting some proper chill out time, learning my songs, getting my own space. I was the only one that had my own room. So not unlike you, Michael, having to share, like, you know, nine beds or whatever.
Seven beds.
He's just telling me about all the noises he had to put up with.
You got some funny noises at night.
My husband's got sleep apnea, so he's got these, like, the weirdest noises that come out of him at the night time. So I don't think I could have coped in the Love Island house.
Honest,
it would have sounded like a zoo.
To be honest, I don't think he beats Joe sleep eating.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Joe. Sleep eating?
Yeah,
oh my God.
So Joe would come back from the fridge with snacks and a packet of cookies, and he'd eat them in his sleep.
No
and
way.
Just leave the wrapper there, and he'd wake up round it.
And he's got a body like that? Well, I wish that was...
Yeah, Joe's doing all right.
Are you joking? I'll remember that when I seen the Joe next.
Yeah.
He's not
well, that's always
night.
An excuse to eat stuff late at night for me, is to say that I've got like a night sleep thing where I just,
you know, what?
You know, I'm asleep when I do it, yeah.
Do you know what? They don't put a light in the fridge for no reason.
Oh, there you go.
Exactly. He's a secret eater.
Secret lemonade. Do you remember that? So you got very friendly with Sharon, didn't? And you asked her to be godmum, was that correct?
Yeah, so she's godmother to my youngest, Miley, who's currently sleeping in the tent. It's been a bit of a mad day for her. So she's sound as a can in the tent on one of the camp beds at the minute. But yeah, so, I send a text message. Of her, like, you know, Miley starts school in September, so I sent her a picture of her in her uniform and getting ready. So it's crazy, like, she's my little X Factor baby.
It's your little X Factor baby, and Sharon. I mean, what do you think? Because Sharon and Simon have had their spat, Simon Cowell. I mean, what did you think of it? Because what was their relationship like on the show when you were on?
Simon was never on the show, but there was a few things that Sharon stuck up for me quite a lot, because even though Simon wasn't there, there was a few things that he was pulling the strings on, like Tamira Foster, who was on the show with me, great singer, and he wanted her to to win. I could get that because I'd be stood backstage and ready to go out, and I'd be stood there and I'd have no one, you know, fiddling with my hair or straightening out my stuff. And then Tamira would come backstage wearing the most amazing costume, and I was in like grandma's dress.
No,
you know, I was always put in.
I would not be happy with that.
No, you don't.
It didn't bother me because at the end of the day, I went out there and sang, and it was all about the voice. I didn't care about that, to be fair, yeah. But. And I looked and I stood there backstage and then there was like a sea of about 8 people like dressing her and making sure she was pristine, and Sharon got the right ump.
Really?
And I'm not going to say it because we're on air, but yeah. I think there was a few blasphemes that she said. She wasn't very happy because I got in the makeup chair literally 10 minutes before going on stage. Me and Tamira were the only two girls left in the competition. I think there was like 4 or 5 of us left, and you know, it was just...
But that's not fair.
He was waiting for her to go in, and she was in the chair getting all looked at. I mean, be fair, she was like, she could have been the next Rihanna, this girl, like, you know, and I think that's what... I understand
like
what Simon was doing. He's thinking she could be the next Rihanna, so he was trying to push her, but you can't force someone to like someone, and I think...
Exactly.
Because I had... And I'm not saying this to blow smoke up my backside, but I was normal. I would go out on stage, I'd perform, I'd come off stage, I'd be exactly the same, you know. You know, I live a normal life. I still live in the same house that I lived in before. I'm no different than anyone else, and I'll always be that, and never bite the hand that feeds you. And, even after the X Factor as well, I will never slate the show because it's given me some nice holidays, and I've got a new kitchen out of it as well.
You won the show. If you were in the granny dress, you still won the show.
You've got to remember that you still won.
Yeah, but do you know what? Even though I won the show, it wasn't to me. It wasn't about winning the show. I went on that show so that because I was singing on the circuit in pubs and clubs, and there were singers that were going in there going Lisa Smith, and in brackets it said as seen on X Factor, and she was getting an extra £50 than I was when I was going in the pub and singing because she had that in brackets as seen on the X Factor. So I went on that show so that I could get in brackets Sam Bailey as seen on X Factor, even if I got a wink and you miss me. And I'd get an extra £50, and that was an extra £50 that was going to go towards my kitchen. And now I've got my kitchen, and I've got a downstairs toilet, which is awesome, and a hot water tap, and AstroTurf in my garden. So I can't be happier, to be fair.
Bless you. But that's why we love you, because you are down to earth.
Yeah,
you're one of us, and that's why we love you. And I've got to ask you before we go, what about the All Stars X Factor? Because Simon has changed the X Factor this year. What do you think of it?
Do you know what? I don't know if I would do it. And the reason I don't know if I would do it is because, yeah, it would be good for publicity. Anyone would be stupid not to go on it to get a little bit of publicity so you can get some, you know, because people tend to forget about people on The X Factor and unless they see you on TV and they go, oh, yeah. So it would be good in that sense for me to do it. I have been asked to do it, but I'm umming and ahhing over it. I know other people that have been asked. And I think it's a good turning point for the show because a lot of people have had their doubts about the show in the last couple of years, and because no one's really come massively big over it. You know, James Arthur did really well the year before me, and then he's made a comeback. So it'd be good. I think it'd be great TV to get people back. You know, I was with Wagner the other day, and he's just a funny character.
I can't stop
laughing whenever I'm with him. He's just full of beans, and you know.
He thought I was his long lost niece at X Factor. He was mental.
He's legend. He's absolutely legend. Michael, I've got to say, I'm playing in the charity football match in Dublin for Callum Best. I don't know if you've even been asked to play, but there's loads and loads of people, loads of celebrities playing. It's at Shamrock Rovers. We need to play football. I've played football for 14 years. I played semi-pro many, many moons ago. Now I tend to froth at the mouth running on the pitch and just do it to be token girl. But I used to play for Millwall, Charlton, QPR, Crystal Palace, West Ham, name a few. But there's some celebrity football matches. I'd love to get on the pitch with you.
I haven't even run for a long time. I don't even know whether I'd be able
Mate,
to do it.
You know
ball.
What? He's you fitter than ever. It's really good. It's for really good charities and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm not putting you on the spot.
No. If you send all the information to me management, I can see it all.
He's under pressure now. He's got to say.
No, I don't.
No. There's a few Love Island guys that are doing it. You probably know of a few of them. Like Jack's doing it.
Is it Danny and Callum as well from this year? I think I might have seen it.
Yes, I think yes, they are doing it. Yes.
Yeah.
These are good matches. There's a lot of people there. They love going. They spend the money. They raise the money. And like, I'm basically.
You just want him in a pair of football shorts.
You want to see me in a pair of short shorts? If you send all that information over to me, management, they can kind of show me it and kind
of see if the data available. Yeah, it's a good old day as well. It's brilliant. You'll love it.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
I'll get down. I'll do the oranges
along,
at half time. I'll do the oranges at half time. Actually, I'm very good at football.
Honestly,
I won Celebrity Top 6, can I tell you? Beat Sunita. Anyway.
I think you should definitely be the water boy that comes on.
Oh, thanks.
Or you could do the massages.
I'll bring the oranges.
During the game.
Now, Sam, we've got your new song, Bleed Red. We're going to play it. Yeah, Bleed Red. And how did you come about this track?
So this song was written by Andrew Dorf, who is a massive songwriter in America. He's written songs for some of the biggest, Blake Shelton. He's written songs for Hunter Hayes. He's written songs for everybody. And sadly, he passed away in 2016. And my last album was produced by his father, who's written massive, massive songs in America. He's written for Whitney. He's written for Barbara Streisand. He's written for he's written for him. And so I go out to LA quite a lot and work with him. And that's why I'm going out to Nashville to sing this song at a big, massive event that's going to be going on in Nashville.
Oh, how incredible.
I recorded it and I decided to... get it out there, and all the proceeds are going to Andrew Dorf's Foundation, which is to raise money for children that that want to get behind the music business and stuff. So it's a great song. It was originally recorded by Ronnie Dunn, and it's everybody loves it, and I think it's very sort of testing in the time at the moment. If you listen to the words, you'll sort of realize that it's actually fitting for what's going on in the world at the moment everywhere. So it's a great song. It's a real message song, you know.
Well, Sam, we're gonna love it, and we love you, and thanks for being with us on FUBAR.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you, Michael, for being so entertaining on Love
problem.
Island.
No problem. Honestly, anytime.
Mate, honestly, if I ever see you, I'll give you a hug because you were
do it. Make sure you do.
Thanks, Sam.
Take care. Bye, Lizzie.
Bye.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
Here's the track.
Let's say we're sorry before it's too late. Give forgiveness a chance. Turn the anger into water. Let it slip through our hands. We all bleed red. We all taste red. Just wasting our time, because my scars, they are your scars, and your world is mine. You and I, we all bleed red, we all taste rain, we all fall down and lose our way. It's too late, yeah. We all
A very good experience, to be honest. Like, I ain't never done radio before, so I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Are you liking it because you sit next to me?
Loving it because I'm sitting next to you.
Oh,
I think that's
good.
I think that's making the whole experience that much better.
Right answer, that is so good. Well, I'm so excited because let me just tell you, I saw this girl when she first performed at X Factor. I think that was back in 2014, a while ago now. And such a talent, and I thought this girl's got it. You know she's when got she's it. Got it?
Aww. Yeah, you know when you know
and
she's got it.
She's now known as Illy. I knew her as Emily Middlemass. She's here as Illy, and she's here in the studio.
Hi, guys.
Looking gorgeous. Yes. Illy, good to see you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
I cannot believe it was that long ago on X Factor. Because I remember hearing you sing, going, oh, you know when you just go cold.
It sends shivers through your spine.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, it's been some journey. So thankful for everything on the show, but I'm just absolutely buzzing for the next few years. We have so much planned, and the name change has been so recent. It's only been in the last 2 weeks, so
wow.
What's
the reason for the name change to go to Illy from
Emily? Last February I've recorded a song, and that was the very, very first time that I knew that that was me and that I'd found myself, and I'd really been digging deep for quite a while, trying to discover myself and my sound, and constantly writing, being in the studio, just really, really working hard and trying to find this. And as soon as I found that, I just felt something in my heart wasn't right, and I really, honestly, I'm not kidding on when I say this, I locked myself in my room for like 3 weeks just trying to figure this out. I was planning, writing mood boards, going far as creating, actually making clothes, and really trying to discover who I was and who this person was that was coming out of me. And it just then clicked. I was like, I need a name change. I need a style change. I need to change my hair, my clothes, my image, everything. And yeah, I've never felt better, and I've never felt this confident in my own skin. It feels so good.
Sometimes you need that, isn't it?
Yeah. Change is good.
Change is always good. Now, let me take you back to the X Factor, where I saw you. I mean, to get on that show was such a big... I mean, because I know the amount of people that audition and go for it. I mean, you must have been thrilled to bits to get where you got on that show.
Yeah, honestly, to come forth in such a huge platform and so many talents throughout the UK were on is such a massive deal. And I'm so thankful to have had that opportunity and to have been on that show and met the contacts that I met, and even to be more mature. I don't know, like when you're on a show, Mac, you could probably agree with me, you mature really fast.
Yeah, you do.
You kind of need to get hold of what to say and what not to say, and you need to be really careful.
You become selective with your word choices.
Yeah, that's so true. He feels me.
I know exactly what you're saying there.
You had quite a love life that. Because you were with Ryan. Are you still with Ryan?
Yeah.
Are you still with Ryan?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been quite a while. Yeah.
How many years has that been?
Four years.
Going strong.
Gosh,
yeah, it's crazy. Honestly,
are we gonna have an X Factor baby? Do you think?
Not just now. Work first.
Throw that out there first.
No, but because Simon Cowell was your mentor, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was.
And
yeah,
how did you find him?
Yeah, he was. He was such a lovely guy, and you know, I'm hopefully like. I'm hopeful that he is happy that I've done this, and hopefully one day he'll see the progression and where I've came to now. And yeah, I'm really excited for this new journey. Honestly, yeah. The music that I've been recording recently is just, it's gave me goosebumps. And even as far as planned as to next year releasing, we have so much planned, and I've never been this excited in my life.
It's so good, isn't it?
It sounds like you've got a good plan.
So when you changed the name, you just went, right, this is a new me and I'm just gonna go for it. Was it a bit of, I want to put the X Factor behind me, the Emily Middlemass behind me,
you know,
a new start?
Yeah, like there was a bit of that, but I guess it was just everything to do with my name. Like there was actually a big thing in my head of me being on the show, and everybody used to say, oh, wee Emily, or oh, she's so cute, like oh, blah blah blah. And to this day I still get that, like oh, yeah. You're oh, and you know, I'm just like, I'm mature now, I'm older, I'm so much older and wiser than I was. And I was like, you know what, I'm just going to flip it.
Yeah.
And the first picture that I posted on my social media, as if everyone goes on to see that, it's just like the comparison to X Factor to now is like, okay.
Yeah, there's a different girl.
Good changes there. So yeah, you just wanted to reinvent yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you see, I think that's an incredible thing to do because everyone knows you. But it's like starting again in a way. But you don't regret the X Factor, do you? You don't regret all. Has it been a hindrance to you? Do you feel?
No, you know, I'll never regret anything in my life, even the biggest mistakes that I make, because they'll always make you who you are. And no matter how big of a mistake it will be, you will learn from that lesson, and you will know to never do that again, or hurt somebody again, or, I don't know, go through stuff that you went through again.
Yeah, exactly. It's scary, isn't it, singing in front of all...
Yeah,
you see those judges and you're in front of such a big audience, in front of millions of viewers.
I'll never regret that, and I'll always cherish every moment in my heart with that whole experience. I'm really thankful for it.
And have you forgiven Cheryl yet? I know she kicked you off. I haven't forgiven her, I tell you.
You know, I was actually 14 when that was first aired, the 2014 one. I was 14. And was I 14?
Yeah. You were.
I was there.
No, it was 15.
Oh, 15.
Just turned 15.
I was just a year older than you,
and
16.
I had a wise head, and I was really forgiven, and... You know, because I was like, I'm really young and I can come back in a few years and I still need to find my sound, which I never even did when I was on the show a few years ago. And just recently I've found my sound, and that's why the big change is happening. And yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, it's so good. And I mean, will you do something with Ryan? Do you think you will do like a little duet? It could be
never.
Like Rene and Renata,
duet going on there.
Oh my gosh, no. Honestly, we've actually tried to write together and it is just...
You just clash.
It just does not work. And we actually wrote one song together, but there had to be someone in the room because, you know, we... kept her cool and like didn't really argue or anything over things.
But it is so... But listen, the music business is tough. I mean, you've experienced it. It's one of the toughest businesses, isn't it?
Yeah, it is so tough. There's so much competition. Not competition, but there's so many people in the market trying to get to where you are, and you really have to put on an entrepreneur head of everything, because... For me, this new brand and this name change, I've really thought to the colouring of what I'm going to wear, to like what my Instagram theme is going to be, to what I want to act like, what I want my hair to be like, or what I want to sound like.
It's
you really need to be on point and really be focused into what you're doing. So, yeah, it's a tough business, especially for being so young and trying to be in control of all of... like men, really. It's men, like everyone around me is like music industry big guys, men. It was scary to begin with, but now I'm like, right guys, this is what's happening, this is what you're doing, I want this done this day, and they're like, whoa, okay, boss lady,
taking control of the situation.
What's good? I've got to ask you, what do you think of the changes with X Factor, because it's changed, we've got the All Stars and we've got the celebrity version. I mean, do you think this is going to work out? Would you like to have been involved, or are you involved?
No, I wouldn't have liked to have been involved. I think the kind of whole X Factor thing is past for me, and I've kind of done that now. But I've seen some like teasers, I think, of new people who have been on it, and I think, you know what, it's going to be a good laugh. Like, everyone coming back in it together, and as Sam said earlier on, the publicity that they'll get from that, and it'll just boost the programme back up again to where it was when I watched it when I was younger, and I think it needs that.
It's reinventing like you.
Exactly.
Changes are good.
Changes are
good. We like changes. Well, Illy, we're going to play your song, your new track.
Oh my goodness.
This is an exclusive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's out midnight tonight.
So you heard it here first.
You heard it here first on Fubar Radio. And I have to then say a very big thank you, because I've had a new co-host today who I've adored.
It's
been
Michael, a pleasure
you've
being
been
here.
Amazing. Yeah,
it's been
so
a pleasure
good.
Being
oh, look,
here.
See,
I've
Illy
loved
likes it.
It.
Listen, let's play the track and we'll come back.
Trying to play it cool now, like I've been looking at you since we met in 2002. You never had a clue at the start, out of your view. You had me swept from 2002. I'm wondering if it was that important to you. I really don't want you to
attention. You made it quick to start again. A new beginning. You put on the switch to start again. I really don't want you to think I'm falling for you. I love you.
Yeah, she is. She's a very lovely girl.
Do you remember her on X Factor?
I vaguely remember, yeah, because yeah. of, like, in and out of watching X Factor, but she's one of those ones that you do remember.
Such a sweet girl. I just remember her singing when she first started, and I remember going, oh, my God, she's all grown up, but she's still with a boyfriend.
I know, yeah, it's crazy.
So you should learn some lessons. Stick with the same girl, Michael.
I feel like I need to get a few tips off Ryan.
Yeah, tips off Ryan how to stay with the same girl. So, listen, Michael, I hope you find love. I know you didn't find it on Love Island. But is there hope? Do you think there is hope? You can find it?
There's hope. There's always hope. Like Ellie said, this change is good, so...
There's a few messages. What's your type?
There's a fair few messages out there. To be fair, I like someone who doesn't take themselves too serious.
Ah.
Because I don't really take myself too serious.
Sense of humour.
Sense of humour is a big...
Blonde or brunette, doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay, I like that. Sense of humour. Personality.
Personality's got a bang.
Okay.
It has to.
I might have a look in it. Anyway, right, well, Michael, I have to say you've been one of my best co-hosts, and I don't say that lightly. You've been just adorable.
I've loved being here.
And we are now friends for life.
We are now friends for life.
We are now friends. You've forgiven me.
I have forgiven you.
Thank
yeah.
you, Michael. Well, I hope to see you back.
I hope to be back.
You
I really
can be
do.
My resident co-host. I've just decided. I've just made the decision.
You just made the decision.
Thank you, bosses at FUBA.
executive decisions.
I hope
made.
You find love. And I'm going to see loads more of you. I know it.
Yeah, you will.
Lovely to see you, Michael.
Lovely to see you.
And thank you. And thank you for everyone for listening.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at. And I don't ever wear a suit and tie yet. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand? Finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah. I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. But you're making me feel that maybe I am somebody. Party we don't wanna be at. Turn the top, but we can hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss them right back. But all these people all around.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.